You're listening to Cannabis Health Radio. Here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
On today's program, you're going to hear a story of ignorance of the medical profession and the law about the medical benefits of cannabis. It's the story of a son trying to save the life of his mother, whose health improved using cannabis, but the medical profession and the courts have blocked those efforts. And joining us from Winnipeg, Manitoba, to tell his story is Rob Musso. Rob, thank you very much for this.
You're very welcome.
Take us back to when this whole episode started, and tell us about your mother's illness.
It dated back probably about 5 years, where she had a seizure, and although it wasn't a major one, they put her on medications, and the years following, you know, my mother obviously was a different person, and then I started to read about CBD oil and all that, so I wanted to try it. But I never actually got a hold of any. And then January of 2016, she had a major seizure where she stopped breathing and was sent to emergency, where they had to put her in ICU. And upon the meeting, they said that she probably won't make it, but we will do our best. And I said, can I use CBD oil? And they're like, what is that? And I explained, and they said, at this point, sure. So I started to give it to her while in ICU, and after about 5 days, her seizure stopped, so they took her out of ICU, and she was normal, but then they started to add all these medications, and then they stopped me from using it, and she started to decline, and by about the fourth month of being in the hospital, she was on three medications, all of them maxed out. And I had the ability to sign her out, so I did in the spring. I took her to blood analysis, and we started to take her down from that, and I started to give her the oil. And she lived by herself for a few months, and a friend of hers stayed there. And, you know, without getting too much into detail, kind of messed up one of the medications, seizure medications, that caused a adverse effect, gave her a seizure. So I was with her. And I said, should I call the ambulance? And the family's like, yeah. But she walked to the paramedics, and away she went. And when I went to the emergency, I told them what she was on, CBD oil and one of the other seizure meds. And they wrote me up. And then the next day when I went in there, a doctor came in and said, what you've done is illegal. Cannabis is illegal. And I said, well, she has a license that she acquired from a clinic. And they said, that doesn't matter. That's illegal. And I'm going to write you up. Next day, I get a call from the police giving me a warning that what I've done is against the law. And they're just going to let me off on a warning. So after that, I went into the hospital trying to advocate for her to say, you know, she was on CBD oil. It was working great. And they said, it doesn't do anything. I kept pushing. Then we had a meeting at the hospital, and they all just said to me, you are a threat to your mother. You won't be able to sign her out. They took away my power of attorney for her, and now the province was going to be in charge of her. She was in the hospital from August 25th to yesterday, and she went in at 110 pounds. She's 70 pounds. She broke her hip in the hospital because she was so dizzy, and she is on so many meds, and they're doing random drug checks to make sure I'm not getting in the way. And now they moved her to a nursing home, and my mother is begging me to take her home. And because I'm deemed a threat, I will never get that chance. And so as it stands right now, I can't do anything.
Rob, how old is your mom?
75 now. She just turned 75.
75. So she's gone from 110 pounds, do you say, down to 70?
She's, yep, she's hovering at the 70-75 mark. She's all bones. And during the hospital, I had to have people watch me the whole time to make sure I wasn't giving her anything. I advocated for it forever, and it just backfired on me because I just said, everything I'm doing is what my mom wants. And they're like, it's not in the best interest of her. She needs these life-saving seizure meds. But, I mean, she's a mess.
Is it your feeling that some of these meds are actually triggering seizures?
I told them that the carbamazepine, which is the one she's on, she's 700 milligrams over the limit, and they do cause seizures and strokes, and, you know, they're just ignoring me, right? So now, you know, I'm out of touch. I'm going to go visit her, but I don't have any rights to be alone with her or take her outside premises because they think I'm going to give her CBD oil.
which is non-psychotropic.
Right.
So it's
you know what? It made such a difference. Even after 5 minutes of putting a tincture of it in her mouth, it just brings her into focus. And it's just like, if she was on it right now, we wouldn't be in this mess. And I hired a lawyer, and it turned out like nothing. The medical system makes the final decision. And I've spoke with the neurologists, and they're like, there's no scientific evidence. And they wanted the names and numbers of all the people that said CBD is good for seizures. I gave it to them, and I was a little abrupt with them. And I guess they didn't like that, and they are adamant about her not getting it.
I've got to tell you, Rob, you have encountered some real Neanderthals in the medical community.
I do agree. I do agree. I'm very thrown back that they can, not just one, there is a whole, I had a meeting with five doctors, two neurologists, and then their legal team, social workers, and I kept talking about it. I went in deeper, endocannabinoid system, and they just rolled their eyes. So I, you know, in Winnipeg, they're like, well, it's not legal in Winnipeg. And
yeah, but medical marijuana is legal in Canada. And you're giving your mother CBD oil, which could come from hemp.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And that is a legal product in this country. So I can't understand why your lawyer that you hired wasn't being as diligent and as resourceful as he should be to look after your mother's best interests. It astounds me.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
I realized that after the fact that he wasn't. I brought it up just yesterday with him, and he just kind of went, you know, it's the medical team. And I just said, she's got a license. She was using it. She wants to use it. She asks for it. And they won't, right?
Talk to us a bit about the difference in your mom when she's on oil, because I certainly recall Skype calls with you, and the difference in her was so profound.
Yeah, if she started to act a little, I'm going to say, agitated, let's say, or even if she started talking where she'd repeat herself maybe a few times, the family would go in, like she lived alone, just put seven drops in her mouth, and 10 minutes later, she's back to normal. And that was during the time that I had taken her out of the hospital, where she was a mess, to living alone, walking to the store, calling me all the time, cooking. She was actually doing more normal than she was 5 years ago. And, you know, the family was, like, impressed, but they wouldn't say anything. And if not for a little bit of, I'm going to say, a mix-up with her titrating medications, you know, I wouldn't be in this mess. But it turned out to be a legal matter that was the most dangerous thing I could do for her. Whereas I said she was living alone and walking to the store, and now she can't even walk. And she shakes, of course, and her eyes are just... was just out there, and she's she's crying all the time, right?
When you go see her, Rob, does she ask for the CBD?
She has, and she doesn't understand why she can't have it. And I just said you could talk to the doctor, but the doctor was only coming in once a week in the middle, you know, in the early morning, looking at her, and she'd say, "I'm very dizzy, I'm lightheaded," and he's like, "Well, that should go away." And I'm like, it's not going away. And there's apps. I've tried every avenue. I've called my I've called the government, the parliament. I've said the story. They don't return my calls. I've called numerous lawyers actually, and I just said, all I'm doing is, this is what my mom's choice was, and you guys took it away and made it seem like I was forcing it on her. And now look at her. I mean, I can't get her out of the facility.
What a shame.
Pardon me?
I just said, what a shame. I know, you know, when you first reached out to me, she was basically on the brink of death, and she just had such a comeback once she got on CBD.
That's right. She had stopped breathing, and they came to us and says, we're at a loss. They had her on 8 meds in ICU, propofol, everything, and they were bringing in the... they were testing the scans, and it was going active, and I went in and did suppositories, and they did a test the next day, and it was all calm. But they would not admit that contributed. And I did say that at a meeting, because we had a few at the hospital, and every time I spoke about it, they were writing it down, saying this guy is a threat to her health.
And, pardon me for begging to differ here, but it almost sounds like the other way around.
It is, but I don't have the support in Winnipeg that I thought I would have. I mean, I've done everything. I wanted to bring in the news, but I was told not to, and it's just, now I've got nothing to lose.
Well, hopefully once we get this story out there, somebody will pay attention, and hopefully things will change.
I would hope there's a change, because right now I'm at a standstill, so I'm going to go visit her today, and I'm going to be watched.
Is someone in the room with you when you're there with her?
She just got moved to a new facility, so I'm not sure what they're going to do with me. But when I went to the hospital every day, they just had me in the hallways with her. I wasn't allowed to take her off of the ward, so she hasn't been outside in 3 months. And she's skin and bones. But hey, the medical system says this is the treatment for her, and she's not seizuring, but she's on so many that she's not even, I don't even know what the reasoning is for her to live like this.
Does she recognize you when you're there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she knows the date. She knows, I do other things to help her, like vitamins and protein and all that. I do the natural stuff that way, but if she could only get the CBD oil, it would make a night and day difference. I don't understand why people aren't really giving me the opportunity. I think the one comment from the neurologist was, it doesn't do anything anyway. And I said, well, then why would you have a problem for me giving it to her? So, I mean, during the course of the 7 months, if my mother became agitated or she was irate, they said the son gave her something. Let's do blood work. Every single time that she acted out of sorts, it was my fault, and I must have given her the CBD oil. So I couldn't win. I mean, they couldn't find anything, but I was to blame, and it's all written down. I was just guilty from the start.
Guilty of wanting your mom to have a better quality of life and wanting to save your mom's life.
I didn't think they could take away power of attorney from me, but they did.
That blows my mind.
When you go visit your mom, do you give her vitamins and minerals and things like that?
Correct.
Well, here's an idea. Why don't you put some CBD oil in some empty vitamin E capsules, because it looks the same, and put them in the vitamin E bottle and give them to her?
I could, but I was told 5 days ago disgusting. Yeah, they said that if they tested her positive, I'm going to jail. And I just went, whoa. They told the family that. And I think the family is a little thinking I was guilty. And then it came back saying we had to adjust her seizure medications. But for 2 days, I was going to jail. So I sat at home wondering what's going on. And I didn't visit my mom because I didn't know what they were trying to do to me. But apparently, they're going to be doing random drug tests on her to make sure I'm not doing anything.
This story is so bizarre. I'm having trouble really fathoming how we can, in a just society, do this when a son wants to help his mother improve the quality of her life, and the medical profession and the courts bar him from doing that. It's
I don't understand either. I thought I could go to court. I just spent a lot of money on that lawyer, and he came back and he says, you're not going to win. They've got too much on you for what you've said in the hospital and what you've done. And I said, all I've done was advocate for my mom and her human right that she wants this. And they're like, she's not able to make her own decisions. And I said, well, that's your opinion. And then they, you know, they hit her with so many meds that, no, she couldn't at some point. I'm only hoping now that she will have enough clarity. I mean, she knows the date. She knows where she is. She knows her history. She's you know, she knows. She calls me. She texts me. But they'll ask her some key questions. If she doesn't know today's date, then, and I don't know how anybody would in a hospital room with nothing.
Well, and often elderly people, when they're in surroundings that are new to them, are confused. That's very common, and that doesn't necessarily mean
that's
that
absolutely
they're,
right.
You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's anything wrong with their cognitive ability whatsoever.
That's right. So I could bring in a doctor one day to deem her that, but it would cost me upwards of $1,500, and I'd have to be right.
Rob, what do other members of the family feel about what's going on?
You know, it's sad because at the beginning, everybody, they did allow that oil because I said, that's her treatment, she's taking it. And they kept coming in saying, you're going to start lowering it, and then she's coming off. But the family would each take turns giving it to her in the hospital before they put a stop to it. And they believed in it, but it's been 7 months, and the hospital has told them, you know, your mother has delirium, dementia, vesicular disease in her brain. It's shrunk. She can't be alone anymore. She's needs to be on seizure meds or she'll die. And they believe that. So I just said, if she was living with me, she can stay on those for now. And I would just get her, you know, well, obviously she'd be getting CBD and she'd be fine, but it just, that's why I hired a lawyer and it didn't work out, not even close. And the family is okay with her right now in a nursing home. And it's, there's a lot of tension with the family. Unfortunately, they just don't understand that she could get a lot better. They don't do the research or they don't know. So I'm kind of alone on this one.
Do they talk to you, your brothers and sisters, do they talk to you at all?
Right now, my sister and I are at odds because she has the ability to get the power of attorney and she could take my mother out. And right now she's not prepared to do that because they're all scared that under my care something could happen. But that's the least of my worries. I mean, I know nothing would happen.
Yeah, but they must have realized that under the CBD, when you were applying the CBD to your mother, that she was getting better. Now she's in the hospital. She's down to 70 pounds. She's dying before your eyes. And wouldn't you think that someone would say, listen, this isn't working, what's happening right now. Let's try an alternative.
That I did say that, but they are convinced that my mother needs to be on the anti-seizure meds, and that's fine. I always say yes until you find the cause of it, and I had a naturopath, and I know we found the cause, but I thought I was going to get a second chance here, but the family is just, they're going with the medical system this time.
How long do you think your mother has, given the current situation?
Well, you mean she's okay. I mean, I go there 3 to 4 hours a day, and they weren't giving her any physio after they broke her hip. I say they broke her hip because they had her on 24-hour care, and the lady left the room, and my mom got up and tripped. So that was a setback. But I go there, and I get her up walking because there's no physio for her because at 75, they're just, in my opinion, it looks like they just say, well, she's 75, so just leave her in the bed, and then we'll send her to the nursing home. And there's no physio, so I do her physio. And I know that she could recover 100%. I think she's at about 80% because I've been going in there with protein shakes every day and some key vitamins for her brain, you know, zinc and vitamin D. I have lots, and it was helping. But if I could just get the CBD, she would recover 100%, guaranteed. Guaranteed. I know that.
That's got to be so frustrating for you to know that and yet have your hands tied.
They're tied, all right. I'm still trying to figure out a way. I really thought the lawyer would... I would put up with her being in a nursing home if she got the CBD oil, because then she would be able to... It wouldn't even take that long. A couple of weeks on it, and, you know, she's way too young to be where she is, and she doesn't want to be there. She's very spry, so to speak, for 74, 75.
This is a tragic story. I mean, I think this could happen anywhere in the world, because you have a medical profession which is very loath to accept the fact that cannabis is a medicinal herb or plant that can help people. And you have the courts siding with the medical industry.
That's true.
And I just think it is really a scandal that this is going on in Canada today, in a country that has proclaimed that it will legalize recreational marijuana, and we already have medicinal marijuana, and the fact that your mother has a medical card for marijuana. That is what really, really baffles me.
If I could find a solution, and if somebody knows, please let me know, because I think I've, I lost my job because I was going to the hospital a lot. And that's my fault, but my mother would phone me crying to come down and see her. And, you know, it's my mother. And I go whenever she calls me. And she's wondering why I can't take her home. And I'm like, the courts told me that I'm a danger. I can't take you home.
And what does she say to that?
She cries and she's like, I want a lawyer. And I said, I have a lawyer, Mom. And unfortunately, he didn't do anything. And she confides in me every day, because I was the one. She's like, I gave you the power of attorney and the decision making. And I said, I didn't realize Manitoba government could just take it away and deem me dangerous because a doctor didn't like the way I was advocating.
Floors me. Have you considered taking Dr. Malamede up on his offer?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would be really good.
But my lawyer has already said, you know, this matter is over for now. If you really want to bring in a doctor, I wouldn't advise it, but it's there if you think that she's of sound in mind. Yeah. But I don't, I've spent a lot on this lawyer and he did nothing.
Yeah, I definitely have a chat with Kirk Tucson and see what his take on it is. And I don't think he'd steer you wrong. And certainly this is his area of expertise. But
right.
this whole story, as Ian said, is so freaking tragic.
I thought I was going to get my way. I really did. And I envisioned her coming here. And now they've taken all her car, the house. It's under the government. And I'm on the title of her house, but they can take it away.
Do you know what, Rob? I think the problem in this, in just listening to your story, is that you got, unfortunately, a bad lawyer. I don't think from what you've said, some of the comments your lawyer made, I don't think your lawyer was really committed to helping you in this case.
And it doesn't seem like that.
No. And I have a family member who's a criminal lawyer and never says what your lawyer told you. He always says, listen, I'll do whatever I can to help you. I'm not sure whether I can win or not, but I'll do my best. And that's what a lawyer should tell a client. And I don't think you got good legal advice. And lawyers are just like anyone else. There are good ones and there are bad ones. And unfortunately, you've discovered that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got nowhere.
Yeah, you got nowhere, and it cost you $4,000 to get nowhere.
That's exactly it. Yeah, he just says he's sending me his bill, and I just said, well, what did you do? And he says, well, we expedited the process to get your mother out of the hospital. And I said, no, they were trying to get her out of the hospital to a facility because they didn't want her in there anymore. I didn't spend $4,000 to put her in a nursing home.
No, that's right. So you're going up to see your mom today.
I am. This will be the first time at this nursing home because it's really hard for me after I realized that I couldn't get her home. And I'm going to go there and she's going to be crying to me thinking, you know, how long do I have to stay here for and when are you going to get me out? And I want her at my house. I'm off work right now. and I could get her into shape within the month, like 100%. I already know that. And I can't. I have her CBD oil here, and they've scared me to say that, you know, they said I'm going to jail if they find it in her system. And, well, I don't want to go to jail.
No.
And I'm just like, this is what my mom's asking for.
And your mom has legal permission to be taking.
But they, under the hospital care, it's their rules, apparently.
Yeah.
Even now that she's out, the file has gone there, and it's got the son, you know, has been giving her cannabis in the past. So now I'm just going to have that with me. Like I'm a, you know, like it's so bad.
You know what gets me too is we're not even talking THC here, you know, and of course there's so many people that there's so much misinformation out there, and, you know, they've been taught us that THC is this absolutely horrible thing that does horrible stuff to people. We're just talking CBD that doesn't even get you high, that you can get from a freaking hemp plant.
A lot of people actually don't know that. And you know what? 5 years ago, I didn't know a lot either. People think my mom's smoking it. And she did on her own. And boy, was she calm.
Bravo, mama.
Yeah.
Good and no pain and very, very focused. So the CBD did the same because she wasn't in a lot of pain now as much. And yeah, exactly. It doesn't. The people don't understand that. So when they do the test, they are looking for a level of THC. And I know there's always a trace amount. Now, from hemp, no, but that might be what I have to do right now.
Well, even hemp will have 3%, I believe.
I don't know enough about how they measure it in her blood. I was reading on it. I think they're looking if she has any amount, they're going to come after me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a slippery slope. I thought maybe I could, you know, legally she could take it.
Well, that's really.
I'm convinced that Winnipeg is an exception. I've talked to a lot of the neurologists there, and obviously none of them like me. But their responses to they said, "What do you really think cannabis does for your mother?" And I started listing off like the pineal gland. Like I know what it does, and they don't say anything. And they're like, "Well, I don't think it's working very well for her. She's here." And I just said, listen, there was a human error here. This has nothing to do with. She had a mild seizure, and she's had 7 seizures in the hospital and 9 falls and broken hip. And she's like, she has to rely on people to help her to the washroom now when she was living by herself before this all started. And I know nobody looks at it that way. They just say, your mom's sick. And I just said, those side effects. So when I keep complaining about the side effects, they said that this guy doesn't believe in science. And that is on the chart, too. Because I just said, you can't ignore those side effects. So they think that I'm against all medications. And that's on my chart, too.
Well, you should ask them why the state of Israel uses cannabis in all their nursing homes. That's what they do. Because it helps patients. You are really up against something here, Rob. You are up against a terribly, terribly ignorant medical profession in Winnipeg.
Yes.
And you got a bad lawyer, and the two just slammed you against the wall, and your mother is the victim in all this.
And I feel so bad for her. I can't tell her that. I have told her. I said, if not for my outspoken mouth, maybe I would have stood a better chance, but I'm so passionate about how it works. I'm thinking, it's right in front of you people. Look at her. She's fine with it. But, you know, it's illegal and there's no scientific proof. And then I just went off on that one. And it didn't serve my mother or me well. It put me further away from her, which obviously is not what I wanted. And all I've done is spoke the truth.
Rob, we'll keep in touch and see how this goes. If there's a lawyer listening who wants to do some pro bono work for you and help you with this, then we encourage them to. They can send us an email at info@cannabishealthradio.com, and maybe we can rectify the situation for you because it's very, very tragic. Thanks very much.
It is.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, Rob, thank you so much. keep plugging at it, eh?
And that's it. Another edition of Cannabis Health Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone.
You've been listening to the Cannabis Health Radio podcast. Visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.